getting out of my own way, it's been the biggest challenge. This is why the name is what it is, right? Like, I decided to literally surrender and stop resisting, because, like, I have it that a lot of people might think surrendering is like giving up or like losing a fight. No.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Delic Cruz, guest hosting in for Ms. Esprit Devora. I am here with our guest today, Ms. Maria Lopez, founder of dating app called Surrender to Love. And you are listening to the Women in Tech Show. So, Maria, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How
Amazing.
Are you? Thank you for having me here.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us for Women in Tech today. So, first off, so the audience can get to know a little bit about you, give us the skinny. First off, let us know your name, but also, what do you do? What is your role in the company? And what is the company that we're talking about?
Okay. So my name is Maria Lopez, and my company name is Surrender to Love, with a number 2, L-U-V at the end.
I like that.
Right?
Yes.
I am the founder. Actually, we're based on the South Bay, California.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we're a dating app for people that love transformational work.
Wow. So you're a dating app for people who love transformation. So let's dive into that a little
bit.
When you say people who love transformation, what is it about transformation and being transformed? And could you define that for us a little bit in terms of self-development that means the most to you? Why are you so passionate about this app?
Right. So when I talk about transformation, I talk about any kind of courses, seminar, programs that you're taking around personal self-development, like you just mentioned, right? And it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Tony Robbins, Mary Morris, the Lamar Education, whatever.
Got it.
Works for you. And it's a very particular world, right?
Yes, it's a very specific, it's a niche world. So when you say transformed, if someone's out there in our audience listening, in terms of transformed, you just mean transformed with it within, like self-development, improving your
absolutely
your thoughts,
your skills, like same way you work in your body and you go to the gym every day, and you work in your meditation or your prayers every day, you also work in your skills and in your brain and like your patterns and all the things that are holding you back in life.
I love that. That's interesting because I use this term in my own life called mental fitness.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm keeping mentally fit this week.
Exactly.
So it's good. It's like calling myself out on my stuff. So just wellness in terms of that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So why is being transformed important to you? Like, what is your specific tie to starting and founding this app?
Right. So, well, my inspiration, if you wish, so
exactly.
How I got inspired about it is because I was highly frustrated, right?
Yes.
So, I kind of like at some point I had to give it up and decide that I was the one that could create this, right?
Yes.
Because I was totally on my way. At that moment, I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to create this, even though I've been like doing this for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
Right? So
yes.
It's what I do, but I didn't have it that I could do it, right?
And
And
when you say what you do, were you developing apps?
Well, I'm a computer science engineer.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a boss, babe. Computer science engineer. So you're a computer science engineer. You're doing this in your daytime world. You're also out there dating and getting frustrated that there's no transformed.
And transformed, like imagine you're like there I was, right? Like all ready and all like perfect. And like you get a lot out of this course and you're like, go out to the wall and yes. Yeah. And there's no way you can find somebody that matches you because right now it's really tough to find that kind of profile in the existing apps.
Yep. Gotcha. Right? Yeah. So then you just decided, hey, instead of waiting for there to be something in the market for this, you just created it.
Right.
So you're a perfect example of an entrepreneur. You see the problem, you solve the problem. That's right. What makes for a good product.
Exactly right.
So tell us, what does the app do? How does it function?
Yeah. Well, it's so the way you register is very particular, right? So you get into the app, you can go to your iTunes store, Google store, whatever you're using right now, and you can download it. However, you're not going to be able to get in unless you have a friend already in the app.
It's a referral based.
It's a referral based system.
Got it.
Right. So that supports the whole integrity of the application. So you like, you know, you keep it legit and people are like, inside of this wall that we just described.
Yes.
Right? So that's very particular. And then the way people create their profiles are very particular too. So it's not just about talking about I love hiking and like, you know, sunny Sundays, whatever, which is beautiful.
Right.
And it's more like about, oh, this is the kind of work I've been doing. And this is what I'm up to in life.
Got it.
And this is the kind of things that, you know, that I would look, I'm still missing Tony Robbins or whatever, or I just took the Llama form, right?
Right.
Like that kind of things you cannot find out there easily, right?
So that information is not easily available. You usually have to get, you know, 3 or 4 dates in to figure it out. So you're saying on Surrender to Love, you go to someone's profile and you can read about the transformational work they've done.
Exactly.
That is beautiful. And are there photos too?
Yeah, like, of course.
So it's like a traditional dating app, except with this bonus of like, what kind of transformed life are you living?
Right.
Okay, got
it. And then we have a rating system, right? Because, I mean, you can control what you can control. So at some point, imagine you just dated somebody. I don't know, you dated him, and, you know, she dated him, and she dated him, and then everybody kind of decides that the guy is not really transformed. Yeah. You can rate it, and it's a private rating. It's not public, right?
Just
our team gets that, and then you have a number of ratings that you can get.
Interesting.
Negative ratings, right?
So you're compiling information to kind of legitimize,
right?
Are you really into this personal development type world?
That's been something that I've been like grappling with for a long time. How are we going to keep the app legit, right? Like why people would trust me and not any other apps out there.
Yeah, exactly. So in the spirit of this being the Women in Tech podcast, I know a lot of apps. So, okay, I'm like a newbie. I have never been on a dating app. Weirdly, I found my partners in the world. However, I'm like exposed to it a lot of the time. So Bumble is one that's geared toward women where they kind of get the upper hand.
Right.
So do men also have this rating system after the dates on the app?
Everybody does, right?
Oh, okay.
So Bumble, it's everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So Bumble is, you said it, right? Bumble is women, like, it's
women
oriented,
have to
right?
initiate the interaction.
Which is great if that's the kind of energy that you want to put out there, right? So in Surrender to Love, you have, like, the option of, like, everybody can rate, right?
This is cool.
It's
yeah,
not
got it.
Public.
It's like Uber.
Right.
It's like, hey, did you like your ride? Rate it 1 through 10. Yeah.
Right.
I love it. And how long ago did you start the app?
This was the beginning of this year, so it's really, really brand new.
Oh, my God, Maria, that's amazing.
I know. Well, okay, let me just be honest.
Right.
Like,
when
the
did
idea
you start
comes from,
it?
Like, 2.5 years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay, got
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. And it's been, like, it's been a journey, right? And as I've been going through my personal development and transformation, I've been, like, getting out of my own way and like being able to actually create this wall of the app, right? And just put it out there. So it's been like a 2.5 year.
Gotcha. God, what a metaphor. It's like everything, it's like layer on layer.
Right.
The more transformed you become, the more you're able to develop out this app to connect other transformed human beings.
Right. Wow. It's all about surrendering, right?
Yeah. Surrender.
You get it, right?
To love. And that's what we'll talk about a little bit as well, as how the name maybe matches your personal experiences. So in a more broad view, how did you get exposed to the tech world?
How did I?
Yeah.
Well, this is funny story, but it's been
a
long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it was like kind of, I was at that point in high school, I didn't know what to do with my life. And somebody came to me like, oh my God, technology is the future, blah, blah, blah. You might want to check it out.
Maybe.
And I'm like, well, maybe, right?
Right.
So there's an option in Spain when you're in high school, you kind of like you still can choose another kind of a specialized high school too. So I finished that one and I took an extra year to do something else and get clear, and I loved it. So I decided to become a computer science.
Wow. Is that, do you think that now you developing your own app that's kind of based in a lot of emotional connection?
Totally.
Do you think it pairs with the tech world really well? Or
well, this is the beauty of it, right? Like, I think people have it really separate. Like, oh my God, technology is like this cool thing, right? And everybody's a freak there or whatever they think. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like you said, all your, like the other wall, like all your emotions and all like the things that you want to get in life, right? What I think is beautiful is the way these two things work together.
Yeah, right? That's right. And it makes me excited because, yeah, by nature, I'm more on the emotional side. But talking about this is like, God, I can't believe technology can actually do this for people. So would you say this is your calling? And if it's getting closer to it, what is your calling?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like for me, and it was amazing to discover, right? Because I couldn't see what was the relationship between like you just put it beautifully, right?
Right.
What was the relationship between what I do for a living, which I love deeply, right? And love in general, and this like passion that I have developed through the years about like people getting what they want in life and like everybody.
Partnership.
Yeah, partner in life and whatever they want to get, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, so absolutely. When I actually tied those two together, I was like, yes,
that's
my calling.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's like turning the daydream to the dream job. Yes. Like, you don't have to sit there developing out platforms for other companies and people while it might be a part of your job. It sounds like you just tied all the parts together.
Absolutely. And it lights me up.
That's
and
beautiful. It's just, I can tell. It's extraordinary sitting in here with you. So it takes a village, you know, it takes a team.
It does.
Throughout the development of this app, is there a specific mentor or someone that you relied on heavily to build this out? If so, who and like what was their instrumental part in this journey?
I got it. So I have tons of amazing coaches and mentors, and like every single person play out a beautiful part on it, right? So I have like technical people that have been really important, right? And then when I end up the journey in the technical side, which is pretty much what I do, and then I put it out there and it's just somebody else's job, even though I've been doing sales also at some point in my life.
Right.
But I kind of like move away from that a little bit ago. And then I discovered a whole brand new wall out of like, oh my God, now we're gonna market, now we're gonna do social media.
Yeah,
now
got
we're gonna,
it.
Right. So yes, I have a wonderful social media team that is just, you know, a cornerstone for Surrender to Love, and they do marketing with us, right? Like that's been really critical for us.
So it sounds like it was really, really crucial that you were exposed to the part about developing the app. You were passionate about it, but maybe a spot that wasn't your forte, that you didn't want to take it yourself to the finish line, that is where you brought in the mentorship.
Right. It was kind of hidden from my view. Like for me, like that's I've been like, if you won, it was like my default, right? Like,
yes.
That's what I do.
Right.
And when I finish, I'm like, oh, this is done. So now what? Right?
Yeah.
And a whole new wall uncovered for me, like everything unfolded in front of me.
Got it.
Amazing.
I love it. So we're talking about this amazing app. It's just come out. You're here on the show. I want to take you back to maybe a time that wasn't as bright, a challenge that you faced, and how it was specifically that you overcame it. So what the challenge was and how you got through it.
Oh my God, we had so many. So
pick one of the 100.
Well, I'm just going to be really straight and really authentic. I guess the biggest challenge I ever had while putting together a Surrender to Love is being myself, being on my own way, right? Because if you look, but now I look back and I'm like, it wasn't that complicated, was it?
Yeah.
Right? But like the only, I'm serious. I'm like, really? This is what you've been whining like for the last 2 years?
Yeah, right, right. Love it.
And it's done, right? But like for me, and of course I have challenges technically, like, you know, I can name them all if you wish, but
yeah,
I would say getting out of my own way, it's been the biggest challenge.
Wow.
And it literally took me 2 years until like a point that I said, this is why the name is what it is, right? Like I decided to literally surrender and stop resisting, because like I have it that a lot of people might think surrendering is like giving up or like losing a fight. No. It's literally, you know, like just...
Wow, I just got freedom in what you said. And I'm going to repeat, I mean, this was a nugget and I'm just going to pull this out for our listeners, is a lot of people think that surrendering is like losing a fight or what did you say?
Or just giving up.
Yeah, giving up or losing a fight. And when really... surrendering is just letting go of all the resistance is what I'm getting out of your own way.
Exactly. So it's resistance. Do not resist the resistance.
Got it. And what does that look like? Does that look like complaints or reasons you might not be able to or doubt?
Yeah. All that.
Wow. Like that's real
so
surrender.
Who am I to do this? Do I have the resources? Do I have the money? Do I
Absolutely.
Have the people? Like, oh my God, are people going to love it? Which they do, by the way. So it's like...
Yay.
But can you see it's all in your head, right? Yeah. There's nothing that is real. And a piece of it could be, right? But you can work it out, right?
Totally. I love that. And that is where the name Surrender to Love comes from. That's
totally.
That's gorgeous. Getting more personal, is there anything in your path, you know, starting from when you got into the tech world, maybe even before that, like anything that you've been through that's led you here, really? So it's the Women in Tech podcast.
Right.
You're a woman, you're in tech.
I am.
You have gone through the ringer, and our whole life really affects what we do in our business, in our career, in the apps that you're developing.
Yeah.
Is there any like choice you made or path you went down that you wish you could have changed?
Okay.
Looking back.
So let me put this in and I'm going to answer your question. But I have it that I'm pretty complete with my past, right? So whatever I've done, it's, you know, it's done. It's whatever it was or it wasn't, right? And answering your question, I moved to LA in September 2012. Mm. That'll be 5 years ago in like a couple months. I would have totally moved earlier, right? Because that moved my whole life forward, like in a way that I wouldn't even imagine, right?
Love it.
So yeah, and it took something for me, believe me. Like I moved by myself. I came to UCLA to take another, you know, IT program, and you know, with a student visa, which transformed into a green card recently.
Yay! Congratulations.
So, but it's a path, right? It's really, you know. It's an adventure.
That's amazing. And so what I'm really taking away from that is that you're completely complete with the way that things have gone, and even some wisdom in something that you may have done differently is just do it all earlier.
Right. Like, exactly. Yeah. That's what I want to leave people with. Like, just do it. You're going to do it anyways.
That is okay. That's the perfect dovetail into my next question, which is in pursuing your dream, and I have it that this is your dream. This is what you're on the world in the world to do. What is one of the biggest lessons that you've taken along the journey of pursuing your dream?
Well, we just answered that question.
Right.
It's like you won't feel ready ever, right? You're not gonna feel like it's the right moment. It's never gonna come.
Right.
There's always things you need to work out, especially when you're thinking, oh my God, this is not going to work, whatever.
Yes.
It's all about like stepping out of your comfort zone and just go for it, right?
Got it.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
I love it. Yeah, Maria, I'm like ready. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to leave the studio and I'm going to just go do things that I may not have done today. So I'm sure the audience feels the same way. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? Well, we are creating a whole bunch of videos right now for
Love
our
it.
App. So we talk about that. And we are creating also, we just mentioned that it's a really brand new app. So we're creating the launching party.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would say around September.
Okay, yes. Got it. Yes.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
And that's very exciting for me. I'm very grateful that this is like moving forward the way it is. It's like right now it's like being on a train and
you're on
the, you're just going and you're like, wow.
Vroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Every once in a while you're like, oh shoot. And they come by too fast.
Yeah.
You can't prepare, but you're on it. So here you are.
Yeah. And of course we're like always improving, right? Like right now, there's a few things that I already have in mind that I want to add and a few enhancements, right?
Totally.
There's always something you can improve. Like, yeah. I love that. That's why I love technology.
Love it.
There's always something awesome that you can add and improve and like change. And that's absolutely in my bucket list. Like, that's always there, right?
Got it. Yeah, exactly. Well, we look forward to it. So now we're going to warm it up with a few takeaways for the audience.
Okay.
And they'll be in the form of resources. In terms of your journey and anything you've used, you've read, anything you'd recommend, what is one book you might recommend to the audience?
Oh my God. I have so many. And
oh,
I'm like, I'm that kind of person that reads like four at a time.
Great.
Right. So I am inside of the transformational work. Mm-hmm. So
maybe one that goes with the message today.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would. It's a little tiny booklet.
Ooh.
It's called U Square.
U Squared.
Literally.
Got it. U-Y-O-U?
Yeah.
Perfect.
U number two square.
Oh, got it.
Isn't it perfect?
U and then number two, U Squared.
U Square. That's a beautiful little booklet that it's going to take you a long way, believe me.
Wow. I need that. Yeah, go. I'm ordering that on Amazon now. U Squared.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That one is perfect. I mean, anything inside of.
Awesome.
I would, because this is love and affinity and, you know, this is what the app is about inside of technology.
Yeah.
I also would strongly recommend Pat Allen, Get Into I Do, because it's a book.
Oh,
I know, don't get scared about the name. It's about feminine and masculine energy and where you want to stand in the world. Because like being women in tech.
Right.
And this applies for men too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But being women in tech, you got to like wear a lot of hats, right?
Totally.
And then me personally, that book took me a long way because like I'm working and I'm like, go, go, go. And I have that masculine
energy
going, right?
It's the concrete masculine of leadership, yes.
Right. However, I am very feminine. Like, I choose to be the feminine energy.
Yes.
So when I get home, one of my coaches once told me, all you had to do is when you get home, like, literally hang it up, like, at the door.
Yes.
And just walk into your door like you are the energy that you created it for yourself,
absolutely,
right? Outside of the business wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very useful to, like, define where you want to stand.
Gotcha. And I think I know, and that's called Guaranteed I Do. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Getting to I Do. Love it. And I so resonate with that. The masculine and feminine energy. For those listening,
that's
not
Alan. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really gender roles as much as it's just an energy placement.
Exactly.
Whereas concrete,
nothing to do.
Like a lot of the times in business, we do access our masculine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at home or when we're just trying to feel or be, you know, be artistic, whatever it is, you have to access your feminine
totally.
Energy. So do men. So it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Awesome. What about a podcast?
Podcast.
Is there a podcast that you'd recommend
well,
for the audience?
I mean, it's not because I'm here. I do love Women in Tech and LA Tech.
I love it.
All those are always in my, you know, list.
Cool. And then what about one more resource? Like a resource either online, maybe it's like an app or some sort of hack that's really helped you for the audience.
There's so many. I mean, depending on what they're looking for, but like for me, I know this is gonna sound cliche, but
do
for
it.
Me, like for me, Google or YouTube are like huge resources.
Yeah.
Like for anything that you're like looking for, like literally, all you have to do is like, do not panic, just Google it.
Do not panic, just Google it.
I'm very serious. And then it'll take you wherever you want to go, right? But
yeah.
It's just, I know it's so simple and it sounds like, really? But it's true. It like took me a long way.
Right.
Just because I was willing to explore a little more, right? And like just
yeah, and
go
a lot,
to the next step.
A lot of people are held back from that exploration.
Right.
They're like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know who to ask. And the real answer is like, why don't you just ask the internet? It's here. We're women in tech. It's what it's here for.
Yeah, I'm usually like Yeah, I go online first and then whatever.
Love it. So, Maria, thank you so much for imparting the wisdom to the audience, to me. I'm pumped. I'm excited right now. How can people find you? First off, how can they find the app? What's the website or the social handles?
Okay, so all you have to do is go to your iTunes store or Google store.
Okay.
And type surrender number 2 L-U-V.
Surrender to love. And that's the number 2, love spelled L-U-V. And then our leading lady today, how do we keep in touch with you? Maybe someone in the audience has heard something that's resonated or has some questions. What's the best way to reach you?
You can actually send me an email or just go to my webpage.
Perfect.
That'll be www.surrendertolove.com.
Got it.
And you'll find a link to my email right
there. Amazing. So it's surrendertolove.com. Again, the number LUV.com. There's a contact form there. You can find Maria's information. You can get directly to the source.
Yes.
Thank you, Maria, so much for joining us. All right. And that was Miss Maria Lopez, founder of the dating app for transformed human beings called Surrender to Love. And you are listening to the Women in Tech Show.
Betalist, one of my favorite companies to gain exposure to your startup before you're even live. Go to betalist.com/womenintech and get featured. Yes, get your startup featured while still in beta and make sure people know that you're about to go live. So when you open the floodgates for business, you'll be ready with pre-existing customers and signups. That's betalist.com/womenintech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.